WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Department of Justice has sued the owner and operator of the vessel that destroyed the Key Bridge in Baltimore. The DOJ is seeking over $100 million in damages. Sources confirmed to ABC News that Israel was behind the attack targeting members of Hezbollah with exploding pagers. The Iran-backed terror group is vowing revenge. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Beirut.
I talked to the parliament member, and he said that he came here to meet with the families and also those who have been injured, and he told me that while the injuries are high in number, that they are still high in spirit. And he also said that if the enemy thinks that this would deter them, that it would have the opposite effect and that it would only add to their resolve. And he said that this will not go unanswered.
Lawyers for Sean Diddy Combs back in court today, trying once again to secure bail. An interest rate cut is expected this afternoon. The Federal Reserve poised to slice a key rate at the conclusion of its September meeting. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance predicts Donald Trump will win Wisconsin. He rallied supporters in Eau Claire yesterday.
From Wisconsin, we're going to send a message. And that message is, we're going red, the country's going red, Donald J. Trump is our president, and we're going to win in November.
Trump maintains he won Wisconsin in 2020, though all evidence shows he lost. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison Friday night. Senator Tammy Baldwin is speaking out for in vitro fertilization. Senate Republicans blocked the bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF yesterday. Baldwin says IVF helps people who want to have families. Baldwin's challenger, Eric Hovde, also says he supports IVF procedures. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's not just you. We are getting tons of campaign ads here in the Madison area. A report from the Wesleyan Media Project shows both campaigns spent more than $1 million this summer on ads in the Madison market. Of course, they're also coming here often. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Madison this Friday. If you're sick of the ads, we only have 48 days until the election. Meanwhile, City of Madison officials broke ground on what they're calling missing middle housing. The buildings are on Teresa Terrace on the west side, owned by the city's Community Development Authority. They'll be turned into townhomes. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
Single-family homes have their place. We're building more of them in the City of Madison. We want more of them in the City of Madison. And big apartment buildings have their place. But we also really need the things in between.
The townhomes will be dedicated rentals going to lower-income families. They should be finished sometime next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunny and 87 today. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. Sunny and 87 again tomorrow. Showers and storms are likely Thursday night, lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny, 86 on Friday. A touch cooler, 82 Saturday and mid-70s Sunday.
Currently, 66 degrees.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite news podcast? Good news. Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things, uninterrupted at amazon.com/adfree. Just head to amazon.com/adfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a Hump Day edition. We have from the Lincoln Project, Trigvi Olson, and Up North News Radio's Pat Kreitlow. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom, cut me loose. Yeah. Freedom, freedom, where are you? Because I need freedom too. I break chains up on myself. Won't let my freedom ride in hell. Hey, I'ma keep running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Listen, don't ever forget the fact that the Bible tells us that Proverbs 18:21, that there's death and life in the power of the tongue. What we're seeing being weaponized on the left is their words. They literally continue to call former President Donald Trump a threat to democracy. You've got crazy folks who say, I've just been empowered to eliminate the threat to democracy. How does that work? It works when we see the liberal elite literally trying to take out a political opponent. Now, do they cause it? Absolutely, they contribute to it. They're complicit with it because of their words.
Oh, dear. Tim Scott. Mm-hmm. I don't want to speak for Frangela. He is the angriest biscuit maker in the biscuit factory, I have to say.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here he is again.
Let me just say this, Sean. Without question, here's a party whose nominee did not get a single vote in a Democrat primary.
That's
why?
Not true.
There was no Democrat primary.
Yes,
the
sir.
Coronation ceremony with her becoming the nominee did not take a process. That is the end of democracy. When you're talking about the hypocrisy on the left, it's undeniable and hard to miss that they literally wiped clean the slate of how elections are run in the United States of America.
Oh, my God.
But their rhetoric, it's not just over the top. It is potentially deadly.
Are they ever going to stop whining?
No, they're not.
About Biden stepping down in a perfectly legal process. Kamala Harris.
Democratic Party.
Kamala Harris did get all those votes, just got it in record time. Those delegates, as we keep saying over and over again, did not have to vote for her just because Biden asked them to.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's all they're looking at the same polls we are. She's up by six. They just don't know what to do. They're like, wah, wah, wah. Here's one more from the Tim Scott.
We need to see it toned down, starting on the left.
Oh, I've
already heard it from our side. Every one of us wants to focus on the issues, but every single time we see another attempt against President Trump, you got to ask yourself, is there a plot? Two assassination attempts in 6 weeks? If I were him, his family, or those who support him, you got to start thinking, what's going wrong in this process? We need answers. Mm. We need them now.
Yeah, we certainly do. Why two white Republican white guys were both of the intended quote-unquote assassins. Mm-hmm. We need to get to the bottom of that, Chris.
Yeah. Wow.
How a Trump voter from 2016 and also a 20-year-old registered Republican. Mm-hmm. We need to get to see. Okay.
That's good coffee.
I'll take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Woo! Tim Scott. If Uncle Tom's uncle had an Uncle Tom whose uncle was Uncle Tom. I sure would like to get to the big house, Master. What do you need me to say?
Carlos Luis.
Oh, my God.
I know.
The ghost of Herman Cain is like, stop, stop trying too hard. Stop it. They'll never love you.
And I died for him.
It's so pathetic. You saw what I tweeted.
Yeah, and Herman Cain died for Donald Trump's sins.
Mm-hmm. Imagine if any Democrat said this at a public rally. You know, if Trump gets elected, he gets to pick his judges, and there's nothing you could do about it, except for people, the Second Amendment people, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's ever been close to measuring to that kind of rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. And Michael Nance just told him, this latest nut from the golf course, he knew who he was.
Right.
They knew he was a nut. It was like, what do you call it? In Ukraine, the bottom line is he's a white guy, right-wing nut, who should never have had access to a gun, who had over, 100 charges against him? I mean, and was able to get an AR-15, AK, whatever the AK-47, heck it was.
AK-47,
yeah. Yes.
This apparently is their plan October, to have these so-called assassination attempts happen every week until the election happens, so that can be their talking point, so that they are avoiding talking about the issues. It's all about Trump and keeping himself out of jail. The guy is desperate. It's what Cohen said years ago. Don't get this guy in office because he will never leave. He is literally a threat to democracy, and January 6th is that movie. We should call that movie A Threat to Democracy. His own vice president threw under the bus.
And by the way, Carlos,
if they were not Pence, they would have killed him.
Saying he's a threat to democracy because he tried to overturn the election is not saying kill him. That is not a death threat. It's saying he's a threat to democracy. We must beat him at the ballot box. That is all Democrats have ever said, from President Biden on down.
And he has said, he tweets, I hate Taylor Swift. What fourth grader does that? This is the guy you're voting for? Are you serious?
My God.
And I said this to Mo Collins. She chimed in like, how is Mrs. Vance still with that guy?
Yeah.
That's not the guy you married, obviously. Get in the van. Go to a better life.
He didn't. What do you call it? What's her name? Laura Loomer. Didn't slam Laura Loomer saying the White House is going to smell like curry if Kamala Harris gets in. His wife and kids are Indian.
Yep.
He's like a coward of Ted Cruz proportions.
Mm-hmm. It's going to smell like Stephen Curry when he visits Kamala in the White House for her celebration.
You're
right, Laura Loomer. Good night. They are so hateful. My God, Tim Scott, what is it that they have on you?
Did I miss, did he say I hate Billie Eilish too? Or is that, did I make that, I don't know.
No,
I can't tell anymore. Billie Eilish has...
She came out in support of
Kamala.
Getting people to vote.
And then she said she was voting
right.
for Kamala
Right, and so
Harris
what we're expecting is that he's going to come out and say, I hate Billie Eilish.
Have you seen all the parody things, Carlos? It's, what is the Salieri, whatever. I hate Beethoven.
Yeah.
I hate Beethoven.
Ronald Reagan, I hate Wham. Jinx the Cat, I hate Mises to Pieces.
I hate Mises to Pieces.
But, you know, we were just saying, I'm wearing my childless dog lady
Ranger
shirt.
Smith.
Because I don't know if you saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Mm-hmm. This is where you say, we're not referring to her girth. We're referring to that she was one of many Huckabee children.
Right.
And we feel like she did not get the teat enough because of all the Huckabee.
Sarah's
didn't one of her psychopath brothers hang a dog?
Yes.
What is up with this party?
Okay. Supper's on. Vitters is ready. Where's Sarah? Oh, she's at it again. Leave that teat alone.
See, every time we revisit this, Chris, we never know whether... Is supper the food or is vittles the food? Is vittles what
Vittle,
is supper for
is
supper?
What you eat. Supper is the meal.
Supper is the meal. Vittles are the food that you eat.
Right. Supper's ready.
And vittles covers any kind of food. Yeah. It's not a specific kind of food.
Squirrel.
Yeah, vittles.
You know.
Okay, do you have played this for Carlos? I don't know if you saw this. Okay, 23. Yeah, this was Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Here we go.
So my kids keep me humble. Unfortunately, Kamala Harris doesn't have anything keeping her humble.
So the only way
she
to...
knows how to pronounce a name. What yeah, a third does. Grader.
Stop saying
people?
Kamala. You know that's not how it's pronounced. And first of all, really? That's the only thing that gives you humility in life is having had... What is their obsession with people who don't have biological children?
So every Catholic priest is not humble.
No.
There
right.
you go.
Or
none.
They lack humility. Everybody in the clergy in the Catholic...
Yeah, you know what I mean? Nuns are humble.
What?
None.
She is a governor of a state. Purposely mispronouncing a candidate's mm-hmm. name.
She knows better, but she knows it gets a rise out of the left, so that's why they do it.
Horrible parents, horrible father. This is why everybody should not have kids, because you're not
you.
Doing it right.
Yeah.
Just because you're a parent, J.D. Vance's mother was into drugs. I'm sorry that she got addicted, but that didn't make her a great parent because she had a kid.
Exactly.
Right.
That's you're not guaranteed anything. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why are the Republicans filled with hate?
They just voted against IVF yesterday. I mean, it's just every single Republican except two mm-hmm. voted against IVF. Okay, J.D. Vance defended that, saying, "Oh, it had no chance of passing." Okay, well, it won't pass. First of all, it was Tammy Duckworth's Protect IVF bill. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Trump just, like, what was he just last week? I'm the king of IVF. I want IVF.
He wants government to pay for IVF.
Oh, right. We're going to pay for everybody's IVF. And literally, this is how you know everything they say is full, right? Because Republicans, all of them, except for the two women, mm-hmm. voted against it.
Except Trump thinks it's birth control. The woman takes the IVF and she puts it in there and it stays in there for months. The IVF thing worked great.
Because we love you best, we're going to torture you with actually J.D. Vance audio.
I want to tell you what's even more disgraceful. What's even more disgraceful than the policy is the effort to silence the residents of Springfield.
No.
I've seen this from the American media, a lot of people who pretend to be fair journalists. You know what they've been saying? For the last few days, Springfield has been experiencing an unbelievable number, something like 35, 40 bomb threats in Springfield in just the last few days. And you know what the governor of Ohio came out yesterday and said? Every single one of those bomb threats was a hoax, and all of those bomb threats came from foreign countries.
Most bomb threats
he
are
didn't
hoaxes.
Say all
Most
of them.
Of them are hoaxes anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's the point.
JD,
that's the
America's
point is to terrorize,
exactly.
whether it's, there's a real bomb or not. It's to terrorize,
it's to terrorize
and scare
yeah.
people. Yeah.
That's the purpose.
And Travis Kelce just threw total shade on Trump. You know, Obama, there was a guy outside of Obama's residence with all kinds of bombs in his car, and he goes, the only difference, he wasn't playing the victim
right.
like you are.
Right.
Right.
Right. And by the way, everyone from Reagan, Ford, a lot of people had assassination attempts. It's just they just
twice,
whine.
Right?
It's like he's a full-time victim, right? That, you know, no one's ever been treated so badly. God.
The pathology, the sociopathology mm-hmm. of the Republican Party to follow this guy over a ledge. And again, Cohen warned us about this in 2016. Mm-hmm. Said this guy will pull you off the ledge. That's what he does. He's a sociopathic android monster. He self-survival is his only agenda. He doesn't care about you.
So J.D. Vance faced harsh criticism over sane-washing Trump, which is his job, I guess. Salon wrote, he just keeps talking, assured in his view that Americans will soon fall in love with having a smug bully tell obvious lies to their face. So there's, you know, this string of gaffes, of course, Trump has made, questioning Vice President Harris's race, insulting Medal of Honor recipients, refusing to say he wants Ukraine to win. As Salon writes, but despite Vance's mastery of noun-verb agreement, he's not doing great at making Trump seem less weird. That's because Vance is quite weird himself, especially about cats, a previously unremarkable popular species of pet. Underneath his ever-present smirk, Vance seems to be bristling with barely contained rage, especially at anyone who would question the Trump's campaign use of tactics like overt lying and spreading unapologetically racist conspiracy theories. Despite failing repeatedly, Vance still acts as if he's a master at turning Trump's bizarre behavior into something that passes for normal. Leave it to Trump to pick the one guy that might possibly be just as weird as he is. And he is, it is barely contained rage. Like, everything he says, you're like, ooh, that guy hates women. Right?
Oh, yeah. They probably had the meeting.
Hey, J.D., is that your name? J.P., J.D., J.D., whatever.
J.P. Mendo.
You know what Pence did? Pence was quiet. He didn't say anything. You need to be the opposite. You need to be the mini-me. They're both... Now, put your pinky to your
finger.
You. Good. Now, go out there and try to order donuts. Good luck.
The only reason he's there, is, speaking of inciting violence, because Trump tried to have his last vice president killed.
Exactly. Threw him under the bus. He's weak. He didn't have the courage to do the right thing. Hang Mike Pence. I'm not going to do anything about it. Rhetoric.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, the right never incites violence, says current vice presidential candidate Mike Pence. Oh, oops, no. Not him. It's you.
You know what the Republicans have? They have dangerous rhetoric derangement syndrome.
Yes. Yes. All right. 20 minutes after the hour, more coffee with Carlos. This portion brought to you by Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. Yep. Bam! You know, it's the only progressive phone company. Why would you use another one? Don't do it.
Jody doesn't use another one.
Right? They share your values. They've donated over $95 million to progressive nonprofits that you love. Planned Parenthood, ACLU, Rainforest Action Network, you name it, Transgender Law Center, on and on and on. Yep. You get to vote. This is what democracy looks like. Okay. Oh, did I just do the friends thing? Okay, join. Yeah. They are. They're your friends. Okay, join Credo Mobile. You'll get all you want from your phone company. The most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, friendly customer service. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Bam!
Get in worth saving.
CredoMobile.com for back to school. They will give you a $250 prepaid card when you bring a phone to them, and they'll donate $50 to donors choose to help provide school supplies to teachers who need them, art supplies, technology, diverse books. Learn more at CredoMobile.com or call 877-346-0516.
You got spunk. I hate spunk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram, Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, pardon me. I'm back. Hi. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos. Loved your tweet. You said, imagine. By the way, and if Trump gets to pick, if he gets to pick his judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is. I don't know. Names, pronouns have been changed. Thank you.
Yes, I mean, you know, again, Carlos, as I did on your show, I wanted to point out
you could do a montage of him inciting violence,
goading people with guns to shoot Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Yep. And it wasn't so subtle. So you know who the Republicans hate? I just figured this out. Childless cat ladies. They hate Mary Poppins. They hate Hazel. They hate Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
Why do they hate white women?
They hate everyone on the Brady Bunch,
yes,
right? Because they don't have, they're not biological, you know.
The boys weren't Carols, and the girls weren't...
Yeah, stepchildren
they
there.
They hate the Brady Bunch.
Okay, one more, J.D. Vance.
I think it illustrates something, my friends, that is so sick from the American press in 2024. And it's that instead of talking about the crises in our country, they try to silence the people who are experiencing them. Because their message in talking about these bomb threats and in lying to the American people and saying they came from me and Donald Trump, what they're doing is trying to shut all of us up. They're trying to say, how dare you, citizens of Springfield, complain about this migrant inflow because now these bomb threats are happening.
Oh, my God, Carlos. He is telling a despicable lie, which he admits is a story he created, that the governor and the city supervisor and police and everyone has said is a complete lie. And there are no reports of it. There is no evidence of it at all.
He made that story up so that his campaign would get more media coverage, and now he's upset that the media has been covering that story.
How do you silence a lie?
That speech was made in front of Haitian Americans, right? It wasn't all white people that he was trying to scare, was it? Certainly it was in front of a Haitian crowd.
We played Tucker Carlson earlier. You retweeted Republicans Against Trump who said, Tucker Carlson says he likes Trump spewing the racist lie about Haitian immigrants eating pets because it makes all the right people mad. This is MAGA. This is what you always say. It's all about owning the libs. They don't care if Haitian kids get blown up.
No, they don't.
You
not at all.
I mean, Vance can't even order donuts. The guy is just a weasel. God, how are you married to that thing? What are you doing? You have kids.
Speaking of journalism, you retweeted, we played the audio earlier, props to Mehdi Hassan on cornering Jill Stein here. She is such a joke. I mean, Carlos, you've been saying this forever, but now more than ever, we cannot afford this. People playing grab ass with democracy, showing up every 4 years, you know, and she just, I mean, he just disemboweled her. As did, by the way, Breakfast Club. It's like she's won exactly nothing. She's run, I didn't even remember how many times she's run for something.
She's won nothing. She's legislated nothing. Good day, ma'am.
Thank
you lose.
Thank you.
Here's one. Speaking of the media, you tweeted, yes, flight logs show Trump was on Epstein's plane multiple times, though he has denied it, New York Magazine, while you're being distracted. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. But yeah, while you're being distracted, because yes, he was on the, right when that information came out, all this other stuff about assassination attempts and this and that came out. And let's not forget, while we're not being distracted, that he got crushed in the debate.
Thank you. Right back. More Coffee with Carlos.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voter registration spiked in Wisconsin right after the last presidential debate. State officials say new voter registrations averaged about 2,100 a day between August 27th and September 10th. But in the 2 days after that, the average jumped to more than 7,800. That includes first-time voters and voters who registered again after moving. Teachers in Wisconsin make about 24% less than other college graduates. That's according to a new study. Economist Sylvia Allegretto authored the report for the Center on Economic Policy Research.
Are we able to retain the teachers that are already in the profession? And how are we going to attract and retain future students of today to choose teaching as a profession?
She recommends more public investment in schools. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Fire crews were called to a pub this morning. The alarm rang out before 3 a.m. in Blue Mounds. The fire was at Curly's Pub and Grub on Main Street. Multiple fire departments showed up to fight the flames. Meanwhile, a man was rescued from the hood of his car, floating in a Fitchburg retention pond. It happened yesterday morning at McKee Farms Park, the city's biggest park complex. Authorities say firefighters got into the water and pulled him out. Then they towed his car. No word yet on why he was there. And Wisconsin's first electric garbage trucks are ready to get to work right here in Madison. George Fotopoulos from Mack Trucks.
These vehicles offer real-world here benefits. They're more efficient, they're quieter, they're safer, they have lower emissions, which that means they're also healthier for the communities that they serve.
The city is asking for suggestions on what to name these two new trucks. You can email your ideas to dropoff@cityofmadison.com and keep it clean, pun intended. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The unseasonable warmth continues today, too, under sunny skies as highs smack the mid-80s. Few more clouds filtering in here this evening, becoming partly cloudy. We'll leave us tomorrow under a mix of sun and clouds as showers and some storms move in by the afternoon and especially into the evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Alana Medeiros and Jim Krul from Duck Soup Cinema.
And the movie they're presenting this time, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
The American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
We, of course, want to be as careful as possible, and we want to make it so that we cut out the ridiculous rhetoric that I think has put a giant target on Donald Trump's back. Now, I have to say this because, look, all of us, whether Republicans, Democrats, or independents, all of us can do a better job at showing respect, at trying to debate our differences without, you know, going into personal attacks. But the media trying to both sides this issue after two people have taken a swing at Donald J. Trump's life is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Don't lecture Donald Trump about softening his rhetoric after two people tried to kill him. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Thank God he never engages in that sort of hateful rhetoric. I hate Taylor Swift.
My God. There's going to be like a indoor office ring where Tim Scott has to fight it out with Vance to see who's more
sycophantic,
shuck and jive loyal.
Yeah.
God. Okay, one more. Just
tell Kamala Harris, tell Joe Biden, tell all of her surrogates who are saying things like Donald Trump needs to be eliminated. They need to cut that crap out or they're going to get somebody hurt. In fact, they already did get somebody hurt. Corey Comparatore is lost his life.
Oh, my God.
Two other people nearly lost their lives in Butler, PA, because these guys,
the 20-year-old Republican
in this country, get totally out of control.
Oh, my God. Because of a 20-year-old white Republican. Oh, my God, who should never have had access to a gun. Oh.
Ashley Babbitt lost her life. Four cops after January 6th who died from results from their wounds.
The rhetoric that caused
the guy in Pennsylvania.
Not just January 6th, El Paso, Pittsburgh, on and on. The hateful rhetoric that caused mass slaughters.
Republicans are to blame for that person shot at the rally and the death of Ashley Babbitt, because if they correctly convicted and impeached and convicted Trump, he never runs. He never has campaign events to spew more hate.
Yeah.
That is on Republicans. Fully. And Vance knows it. He called Trump America's Hitler.
Thank you.
It's on J.D. Vance.
Yeah. Okay, let's listen to some happy, clappy news. It's a good news, bad news stack.
Okay.
You know what I say about polls, Chris.
They're BS until you find one that you like.
Yes. However, new Marquette Law School poll. Vice President Harris up 52-48 in Wisconsin. Up 49-46 in Pennsylvania. Maryland. Goodness. With 65-33, she's up. New Hampshire, she up 51-43.
Okay.
The Iowa poll, we were saying, Carlos, is really kind of remarkable in that it has Trump up, but only in the margin of error, like 47-43. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He led Biden by 18 points in the last poll in June. Mm-hmm. So this is a big yikes. Also, there's Hopium Chronicles writing, I will note there's been some post-debate polls in the battleground from Republican-aligned polling firms. He calls those, and he said, I do not toss those into the averages, given what happened with the red wave polling, quote-unquote, in 2022. We take them out and dismiss them. In recent weeks, we've seen an uptick in the tempo of polling for what I'm calling these red wave pollsters. Carlos, I say it almost every day. They appear to not be, you know, trying to win. They appear to be getting ready to cheat. Like some of these,
absolutely,
they're Republican pollsters, so they can go see.
They're getting
there's
ready
no
to riot.
Way that, you know, Trump could have lost because he was winning. These are the, as he says, red wave pollsters, that there's this giant red wave coming, you know, that never materialized, right?
It's what he did in 2020.
Yeah.
The guy is just, what Vance didn't mention the other day is, and Trump mentioned it at his rally, that both Harris and Biden called him to make sure how he was okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, they said very nice things. I wish they hadn't.
I know. And the crowd booed them calling him. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, right? When Sarah Huckabee Sanders insulted Kamala Harris for not having biological children, the crowd booed Harris.
Right.
Not her for, I mean, you retweeted Ari Berman, speaking of voting effery. Ron DeSantis signs Georgia-style voter suppression bill, restricting mail ballot drop boxes, making it harder to vote by mail, criminalizing giving food and water to voters in line, expanding partisan challenges to vote counting. Only Fox is allowed to cover the signing. I mean,
yep.
Right?
And guess who's not talking about it? All these so-called censorship, free speech warriors like Rob Schneider, Greenwald, Jimmy Dore, crickets. They don't talk about that censorship. They don't talk about book bannings. They're such grifters. That's a problem we have.
Yeah. Jill Stein, grifter.
Sense.
I mean, just, you know, just grifter. They come along just to what's the word? I don't even know what to say. Grab ass with democracy, yeah, as Bob Seska says. More than 100 former national security officials from Republican administrations and former Republican members of Congress have endorsed Kamala Harris after concluding their party's nominee is unfit to serve again as president. Serve again? He wasn't fit the first time. Oh, my God.
I did a great job on COVID.
Oh, Jesus.
They were burying them in body bags. They needed trucks for morgues, but I did a great job.
As president, they say he promoted daily chaos in government, praised our enemies, undermined our allies, politicized the military, disparaged our veterans, prioritized his personal interest among American interests, and betrayed our values, democracy, and this country's founding documents. Other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the first play? Okay. You know, Carlos, I guess we have to be generous with the late-to-the-party comers-goers, right? Just, welcome. Welcome. Just realizing Donald Trump is unfit now.
Now warning?
Yeah, exactly. okay, Paul in... my thing is... being Paul in Seattle. Hi, Paul. You're on with Carlos.
Well, it's interesting that J.D. Vance said that it's just a fact of life that kids get shot at school. I just maybe think that
we gotta
get
over
fact
it.
Of life might apply to Donald Trump. But I actually think that a bigger risk, another fact of life for Donald Trump, is that he's probably more likely to be at risk of a significant cardiovascular event. So good luck, Don.
Yeah. I mean, can I just say, too, that I don't know if you saw this contrast, Carlos. They just whine nonstop. Donald Trump is always a victim. He's always persecuted. They asked Kamala Harris yesterday, do you feel safe? And she said, yes, I have Secret Service. But you know who doesn't? These residents of Springfield. And you know, I just thought that was a great distinction to make, right?
Perfect point to make, yeah. This is all about some elite with golden toilets and his own plane having to golf every day. You know what he should be doing instead of being out on a golf course? Maybe prepping for a second debate that he's not afraid of.
Right.
How about that, Mr. Fight? What a weasel. What a beta. He is such a beta male. I got both.
What a soy boy.
Coming after me. It's not fair. If they win, they cheat it. That is so beta. Come on, America.
Come on, America. As Coach Walsh would say, come on.
Come on. What was that photo that they published with, here's, what's his name, with P. Diddy, and it was like Montel Williams. It wasn't even the same guy. There's like, every black looks alike. See, so-and-so was, I think it was Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris was with P. Diddy. That's Montel Williams,
you
fool.
Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay. How about this one? Trump flip-flops on key policy in a post saying that he can win New York. Ah, sure you can, Grampy. Didn't he say he won California last time? By millions.
By a lot. Have you been to Newport Beach? All those white people there?
Yes, I have. Yes, Trump reversed course on a major part of his 2017 tax burden. Because, of course, are people going to get that he will say anything? Yeah, I'm the king of IVF. And then, of course, all the Republicans vote against it yesterday, which he knew they were going to do. Like, they just, he will say anything.
Mm-hmm. By the way, he still hasn't answered the question of why he killed border legislation. And as I pointed out in the debate, mid-sentence, he flip-flopped. She wants the big solar. She wants that big solar. By the way, I love solar.
Love solar. Right. So he reversed course on a major part of his 2017 tax program in a stunning flip-flop in which he hyped an upcoming rally in New York and saying he's been striking distance of winning. He's not. Okay. All right. We have a real chance of winning for the first time in many decades, New York.
Oh.
And Elon tells me that there's life on Mars and they love me on Mars. Tell me there's life there and they love me.
Although we have a chance of winning Florida.
Right. I know.
Yeah.
Chuck Schumer said, I've always been for eliminating the cap on salt. That's the tax he's talking about. I think it was a nasty piece of legislation supported by Trump aimed at the blue states. And this is going to get worse, Carlos. He will say anything before November.
The guy will burn the country to the ground. He will cause a civil war to keep himself out of jail. That's what a sociopath does. And by the way, I shouldn't let this slide either. Why is Megyn Kelly's husband still with her?
She's an angry lady.
She is very angry. I can't imagine what she's like at home.
By the way, I just love this headline for great businessman Donald Trump. Truth Social will be worth just $1 without Trump's name.
Yes, absolutely.
His slumping Right. I mean, it's just how many businesses have to fail? Well, I mean, the good news is Kamala is actually now pulling ahead on the economy. Thank God. You know, he lost 2.7 billion jobs. He was horrible on the economy, just like he's been for his own businesses.
Yeah, and this was pre-COVID. Obviously, COVID came along and affected things. But even pre-COVID, right. his position on the economy, the tariffs, the on what was it, Chinese soy or whatever, or soybeans, the farmers, we had to bail them out because of his stupid tariff plan.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And by the way, Bob Seska brought up again, he does not know what the tariff is. And what's his name? Oh, Jim Cramer, CNBC, mocks massively inflationary Trump plans he said would cause economic disaster. How many economists have to say this? Yeah. They said his plans for mass deportation and tariffs would cause economic disaster on a par with the Great Depression. Yeah, do you think?
Yeah.
Two of Trump's most ostentatious signature proposals are his Operation Wetback. Eclipsing mass deportation program and his massive tariffs on foreign products, both of which have been panned by economic experts. I mean, I'm just happy, Carlos, to see, because it's been so reflexive and so tribal for so long that, oh, Republicans are better on the economy, when they absolutely provably are not. And a Democrat has to rescue the economy every time.
Every time. Yep.
Right.
Bail them out from huge national debt.
Can we just say, because we give, you know, bullwhipping awards out every
yes,
now and
do.
Again in honor of our beloved Eric Bullard. But anytime anyone does anything approaching journalism or fact-checking, we're like... a CNBC host, who is this? Andrew Sorkin. Confronted J.D. Vance because some farmers are worried about Trump's plan to impose broad tariffs on imports. He said, so for example, when you see a Goldman Sachs report come out suggesting this actually becomes not just a massive tax, but a massive drain on the economy, what do you think? Vance said, Donald Trump's a negotiator. Yes, the worst one in the world.
Yeah.
He believes in using tariffs for negotiation. It creates an export problem because there will still be retribution. The host said, there are farmers in the Midwest who are worried, deeply worried, depending on how these tariffs play out, that it's actually going to affect them on the opposite end. By the way, the U.S. became a net food importer for the first time in 2023. It's just all the stuff they throw out is just nonsense.
Yep. It is nonsense. I got to believe that. In a back room, Trump is dangling his used soiled laundry above Tim Scott and J.D. Vance. Who wants my socks? Who wants my underwear? Who wants to sniff? Here you go.
Anyway, he just corrected him because he just said the opposite of what's true about blah, blah, blah. Okay. God, it's exhausting. When is it? Help. Are we there yet? How much longer do we have before the election?
You know what our problem is, Stephanie? We have reality derangement syndrome.
Yes.
We concentrate on reality and facts and... The people that are not following them make us mad, as rightfully we should be angry at that.
Yes. All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by me, being super powered by Morning Kick.
Oh, yes.
Today is hikey hikey. It is hikey day, and I'm telling you, my little sled team, Bonnie and Clyde, they go, man. I got to be able to keep up with
them.
Right? Whether I'm hiking or biking or lifting weights, you name it, I have Morning Kick in my hydration system, my big, giant hydration system.
Yep.
10 supplements in one in there. That's why it's so big.
Oh.
Probiotics, prebiotics, ashwagandha, right? Helps you feel better, gain energy, enhance your overall well-being, supports your gut health, helps you feel more youthful.
So you can be amongst the utes.
I feel like a ute again. Uh-huh. Roundhouseprovisions.com. I got to keep up with the other Swifties. Okay.
The other Swifties?
Yes, right. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Right. Claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Text fees may apply. Member FDIC.
Stephanie Miller.
Hello. Just a minute. Dick, are you in?
I'm always in for Dick.
Do you love food but feel like it doesn't love you back? Maybe you've noticed an increase in gas, bloating, and digestion lately. Are you worried the only solution is to make big changes to your diet? What if there's an easier way? With Just Thrive Probiotic, you can finally break through from the cycle of discomfort and take back control. Just Thrive's breakthrough formula is clinically proven to help you beat digestive issues. And Just Thrive's award-winning formula has 1,000 times better survivability. You can sprinkle it into any food or drink, or it comes in gummies, too. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode podcast with Tina, the founder of Just Thrive. Experience the Just Thrive probiotic difference today and get 20% off. You heard me right, 20% off your first order at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. I love my Just Thrive products. I take them every day. That is justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's 20% off with the promo code Stephanie.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about tariffs. We keep hearing this economic term bandied around, and politicians who are talking up tariffs want us to think that it's a good idea to put fees on foreign goods. It's going to, like, protect American businesses and consumers. Turns out, that's not always the case. We can't tax companies that are overseas, so we end up taxing the mostly American-owned and run companies that are just bringing goods in from around the world. So if tariffs go up by 20%, history and studies show that those companies are going to pass those extra costs right on to me and you. I don't know about you. While prices are coming down, I can't afford to pay 20% more for what I'm buying. So next time you hear some politician talking about tariffs, just remember, the ones being proposed are a tax on Americans being paid by Americans. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school, and my very first day, I walk up the stairs, and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8, on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Coffee with Carlos Alzaraki.
Hello.
Oh, I always want to hear from Senator Football McDump. Don't you? Tommy Tuberville.
Terrible coach, by the way.
Said they're trying to... he said they're trying to kill the only guy that has a chance to get this fixed. I don't know what... He didn't elaborate on what he means by they. Again, two white Republicans... Okay. He said, of course, President Biden, I don't know who's running our country, but someone needs to step to the plate, at least act like you care about a Republican candidate, but they truly don't. They could care less. Right, because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden both called Donald Trump to see if he's okay. There needs to be SEAL teams. There needs to be military. Isn't he the one that voted against all the military promotions because something? So now we need to have Navy SEALs protecting. Okay. Carlos, here's the thing we always talk about is the... how long it's going to take to fix whatever's wrong after Kamala Harris wins. Deep state runs wild. Wild conspiracy theories abound as MAGA reacts to shooting threat. Questions surrounding how Ruth knew Trump would be golfing that day, given that the round wasn't on the public schedule, led some to suggest those tasked with protecting him could be in on the attempt. Another conspiracy theory claimed Ruth appeared in a video for investment firm BlackRock. It shows him at a protest in Ukraine. The video is unaffiliated with the firm, though. He's never been an employee of BlackRock, nor has he appeared in any BlackRock ads. The theory attempted to tie Ruth to Thomas Crooks, the shooter in the first assassination attempt in July, who did appear in a BlackRock commercial. Oh, my God, I can't even keep track of what this even is supposed to mean. So Laura Loomer, the 9/11 truther, implied that Ruth's action had a Ukraine and CIA connection. She said the deep state runs deep. Charlie Kirk said, what are the odds this shooter who spent months fighting in Ukraine has zero links to anyone in the U.S. military or intelligence circles?
None of them will have ties to the Palestinians because they need to win Michigan. So they're very clever about avoiding that.
Yeah.
That conspiracy.
Yeah. you know what? Thoughts about this is Gabby Gifford. She issued an urgent message following... about getting gun violence under control now. I'm sorry, Sarah Palin put in actual crosshairs on Gifford's district. She said the through line, as always, is the guns. We are a country weary of repetitive gun violence. While political anger in the country is inevitable, she said what's not inevitable is angry and inexplicably violent people having such easy access to guns.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Before you argue for the lethality of knives, there's no way the guy in Las Vegas could have killed 58 people with knives from across the street on the 58th floor.
Right. Oh, by the way, speaking of conspiracy theories, because I know you love Bobby Kennedy stories. He blasted the weaponization of government as he faces federal investigation over beheading a whale with a chainsaw. Do you need someone to tell you that it's not good?
Not good to do that?
Right. Environmental groups, not the... weaponization of government. Environmental groups urge authorities to investigate because he violated the Marine Mammal Protection Act.
Remember when he used to be an environmentalist?
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Exactly.
You need an environmental group to tell you don't chainsaw a whale's head off. Strap it to your... Oh, my God. Carlos, when?
Man.
He was only...
Brainworm can make you do some funny things.
Yeah. Cut the whale's head off. Cut the whale's head off.
All right.
He was only an environmental lawyer because there was money in it. That's what that proves. Mm-hmm. He didn't give a crap about the environment.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's just talk about we need to vote to overcome this effery. Democrats preparing for a nightmare election scenario in which Kamala Harris is elected and House Speaker Mike Johnson throws the process into turmoil. He has given multiple signs he could stand in the way of a transfer of power because, of course... Mm-hmm. He has a history of supporting Trump's election fraud claims. He signed an amicus brief asking the Supreme Court to overturn the results after 2020. He's currently claiming undocumented immigrants are illegally voting, which is a lie. Experts are warning Trump will once again exploit likely delays in counting heavily Democratic-leaning absentee and mail-in ballots in November to push new conspiracy theories. It's a near guarantee Donald Trump will declare victory on the night of November 5th, and the margin won't matter, said one analyst. I think we should absolutely expect super spreaders of disinformation will parrot the lies about the election in the immediate aftermath. I don't know what to do about this, other than we've got to turn out in massive numbers. Mm-hmm.
Vote, because they will cheat.
Yep.
There you go. Oh, that's catchy. That's a good bumper sticker.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's your T-shirt.
Okay. All right. Would you like to say farewell to Sarah Huckabee Sanders today before we go?
Yeah, I would say that if I were her parent, it would not humble me. It would shame me. Bye, Sarah Chunkabee Sanders.
Stop it.
She's a broodmare.
Stop it.
What?
We love you, Carlos Elsrocky. Follow him and worship him as we do.
Oh. Yeah. All right. We'll take care, y'all. I'm going to go out to the barn.
See you next week. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Text to Win green and gold contest continues. Dr. Laura Hanks here with public service announcement at 11:33. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.